Hello, and welcome to Facing Death and Then Living Your Life podcast. We could say that many of us, if not all, have faced a form of death. Could be a physical threat or an emotional one. This podcast is about life, death, and what can happen in between. And my name is Andrea Coso Duarte de Funk. Welcome back to this episode. If you have followed me before, you might notice that it's been quite a while that I haven't shared anything. I think I've shared like 5 episodes so far, and the last one was like in October of 2021, I think. Or was it last year? Anyways, see? I don't remember. I think it's been like too long for me to share another episode. And what is really pushing me to do it now is like I gave myself an ultimatum. August 22nd, I hope to be sharing this episode. Why this date? Because that's the day that is my cancerversary. If you have any friends that have had any cancer or breast cancer in my case, there's this date that we choose for ourselves where it's either for some of us, I can't say that all of us are the same, it's a reminder of that we're alive, that we survived. Either that diagnosis, that we survived chemotherapy, radiation, any surgeries. For some people or survivors, this date is the day that they were in remission after the doctor told them. In my case, it's August 22nd, the day I got my official diagnosis. And I've been pushing myself to do this now because, let's be honest, the podcast, to have the episode up, it costs money. You pay a membership to have them hosted and so people can get to them. And this is like my last push for this project. But what happened that in the past I did try to record and I was concentrating my podcast doing like very like chronological order of when I had surgeries, my treatments and all that stuff. But when it was the time to record the podcast for my first surgery, the double mastectomy, when I was 37 years old, the reminder of telling like every little thing of what happened in the surgery, the days before the surgery, the recovery, like it was too much. Like I gave me anxiety. I just couldn't keep going, and the episode was like recording too long, and I don't like long episodes, so it was like I couldn't do it. And right now is my push: either I do it, I continue, or I just simply let it go. So I'm trying to redefine the podcast because there are things that I want to keep sharing. Granted, I'm not a psychologist, coach, or professional in the terms of helping people. I'm just in my own journey, and I just want to keep sharing what I have learned so far in the things that have helped me heal in whatever order they come, whatever feel like I want to share. And hopefully you will listen with an open heart, or you can do your own research, test on your own. This is just my perspective, especially from being a breast cancer survivor, because that's still always a reminder, even after almost 6 years that I've been doing this. I'm still in treatment where I go every 3 months to the oncologist. Granted, I don't have cancer anymore. It's just a part of my treatment. And I was diagnosed with osteoporosis 2 years ago, and I'm still in treatment for that. Granted, good things. My bones got a little bit stronger, but I still have some form of osteoporosis, so I'm just still dealing with that and the struggle of doing exercise when you don't like exercise. So I'm just trying to redefine what is my intent of the podcast moving forward. I realized that I was censoring some of the things that I wanted to share that have helped me of these challenges. For example, I believe in God. I'm not sharing right now what is my religion. You might believe in the universe, the energy. You might have your own practice. But I felt like I couldn't share that part of myself. And right now, one of the things that help me daily when I feel down because I haven't achieved great things is I write every day a letter to God. And one of the things that I want to keep with this podcast, I'm probably creating like different chapters of one where I want to read sections of the letters that I write. You can consider them like prayers. It might help you. It helps me. The other things that I do to, or another thing that I do to persevere against these challenges and what happens after these challenges is that I meditate. When I was diagnosed, I was a yoga teacher. Granted, I was like very fresh yoga teacher. But when I knew I was not going to be, after one of the surgeries, the first surgery, I was not going to be able to move my arms and not do exercise for a couple of weeks, I went heavily into meditation. I do believe meditation helped me a lot in my recovery, in having good spirits. And I want to share some of the meditations that I share as a yoga teacher. That's one of the things that I do miss. Right now, I'm not giving yoga classes. Right now, I'm pursuing a visual artist career, but hopefully, that's one of the things that I want to share as well. The meditations, hopefully, will help you. But if not, that's okay. Maybe it's something for myself as well. So I just want to keep exploring, find strategies, because every day there's a challenge. And I research a lot. I watch YouTube programs or try to do like boot camps on certain techniques that might help us or help me. And yeah, just find strategies to help moving forward, even on times when I feel like I'm moving backwards, which is like happens very often, and keep growing in a way that resonates far beyond myself. I think there's a lot of challenges, and one of the reasons why recording the podcast before was like challenging for me is because I'm a very private person. I don't like talking on the phone too much. So when I'm doing this podcast and I notice that I'm talking too long, it's always, you know, it's a lot of energy out of me. And the other challenge is because probably know this by now, like I'm doing this podcast as well in Spanish, so I'm recording two things at the same time, kind of, and it's too much. So right now I'm just practicing, trying not to be obsessive of this is supposed to be recorded perfectly, because I listen to other podcasts where there's no background noise. You probably are listening that there's construction somewhere in the city where I am, and that's unavoidable. I know there are techniques to help you, you know, avoid all these things, but sometimes I don't have the energy or the patience. So I'm just giving it a try. Actually, this is the second time I'm recording this episode, trying to reconnect with what is it that I really want to share. And yeah, I'm just going to try my best. I think I cover everything. I don't know why I think the other episode that I did right now before this one in Spanish, it was longer, but I don't know why. Maybe I talk more. I think maybe I mentioned that just to remind you, like I studied engineering, a little bit background more about myself. Yeah, I studied engineering in Colombia. I lived in Canada. And now I live in the United States. I was a front-end developer. I mean, building websites. I'm a yoga teacher. Even though I don't give classes right now, but I miss it. Hopefully I will get back to it in the future. And I'm right now pursuing a visual artist career. Yeah, I think that's it for now. I'm just saying goodbye, sending you tranquility, peace, health. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Feel free to share it if you want. My Instagram for the podcast is Facing Death and Living Your Life. Also, there's a Facebook page with the same name or title. If you want to follow me on my artist path, my Instagram or also Facebook handle are Andrea Acosta Artist, AndreaAcostaArtist. There's also a YouTube channel for my art if you're interested, with the same Andrea Acosta Artist. Well, then see you until the next episode of Facing Death and Living Your Life podcast. To remember to keep on living and hopefully transcend.